Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What's happening here with Lou Engle? I know that we're coming to Purim again, right?
Purim is a celebration where the Jews celebrate escaping God's deliverance of Haman's plot to destroy them.
He was going to literally destroy every one of the Jews. That's where they hear about Esther and Mordecai.
For such
and
a
2 years ago, during Purim, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking at the Congress. Remember, he came in March the 3rd, and he spoke and just spoke to the Americans. I wish we're going to make that available to you on the VFN Torch. But what's Lou Engle saying here?
Well, Lou Engle had a dream, and following the dream, two separate ladies contacted him and asked him to...
In the dream.
Well, no, outside of the dream, so it was a confirmation.
What was the dream he had?
He didn't go into much detail, but what he was saying is that this is a profound moment in our nation's history, that there is basically, an attack on the president, witchcraft.
President Trump. Okay.
There's an attack on the president. There's a lot of witchcraft being done against him. But also, this is an opportunity.
And, you know, a lot of people think witchcraft are thinking about somebody in a pointed hat and a broom. But the reality is, you know, witchcraft, the definition of it is incantations. And incantation, the definition of that is things spoken out in a certain way to make a certain behavior or action take place. And so you're looking at all these things that aren't true coming against him. And so we can pray against that, you know. But then some people think they're thinking like, what are you talking about, witchcraft? But it's incantations. Incantations is somebody says, well, that doesn't affect me. Somebody could say something to you, could ruin your day.
In a minute.
That's witchcraft. You know, when they're changing. So, but the bombardment's attacking him. Yeah. I mean, there is just so many things. It's like we're in two different worlds here. There's one world where we have a president that's openly supporting the church, openly supporting the Constitution, making a way for every American, wanting to protect our borders, wanting to save the health care in America, and it's only been a few days.
Yeah.
And then you have this other thing that I don't even, you know, I encourage you, if you want, I got something that was cheaper than anything you can imagine that's going to help your health. Stop watching networks that lie. You just can't do it. When that comes and that hits your spirit, even though and you start getting all upset, it's like you knew for the last 2 weeks they've been lying. And it's going to affect you. It will make you unhealthy. It will stir your mind. And that's what they want you to do. They want to keep seeing these things. If you repeat a lie long enough, according to Saul Alinsky, then people begin to believe it. But if you don't watch it, if you don't look at it, you know, they need to earn your eyes again. They need to earn your time again. And until they stop doing that, just don't watch it. Tune into VFN TV.
Absolutely.
Tune into your local news. And your whole life will be totally different.
Watch what it produces in your life. Hopelessness, frustration, anger that possibly can be good for you.
And then they sell you high blood pressure medicine in the middle of those lies.
Yeah.
And you think, like, you know, people used to say, they're lying. And they're really just saying that. But the truth is, they're lying.
They're
really not telling the truth.
Yeah.
And they're leaving out 80% of the truth and telling 20% that makes it look like something's wrong. And that's why you got to tune into VFN TV and all the broadcasts that are bringing truth to you as much as the best we can. And things are really good. That's why people are getting stirred up so much.
Absolutely.
You know, the people that are working and taking care of their families, which is the majority of America, they're not all caught up in that. Mm. But what's he saying? That's what he's saying.
There's another part of this as well, that this is God showed him, and he went to this leadership prayer summit.
Lou Engle.
And the anointing was so strong. There was something that was revealed there that women were going to rise up during this season, godly women, and take an Esther stand. And so they really want to pray into this, that because so many things happened right after the inauguration, where you had this march. A lot of Christian women weren't representative. The pro-life women weren't representative in this march.
Right.
And so they're praying and they're contending and asking the church to get involved in this urgent prayer and fasting period. Starts March the 8th on Wednesday at sundown all the way to March the 11th. And they want us just to pray.
Because Esther did that. You know,
Esther
was being prepared to be married to the king. Mordecai was her uncle. The threat came in from Haman. Haman had this whole, he was a governmental official that had the government working to destroy all God's people. And they said, she said this, she said, if you will fast, Mordecai, because Mordecai came and said, you go tell the king something. And she said, they'll kill me if I show up. But she said, if you fast and pray for 3 days, then I will go. In other words, I'll risk my life and I'll stand before the king. Yeah. And she did. They did. They prayed and fasted. She, which is women that he's talking about, showed up. And the king was shocked to find out what was going on. And all the evil plans, think about this, all the evil plans that the enemy of God's people planned against God's people, the exact same plans were turned on them.
Absolutely.
So let's pray about that. Yeah. I mean, let it be. I mean, that would encourage them not to make bad plans because they may have to eat them.
Listen, falls in line with what Patricia King prophesied on the 17 words for 2017 about this year, women were going to have platform like they haven't had in many, many years. So it's just pretty encouraging.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.